Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Nicholas Rodriguez, originally from Sanger, California.
Hey, where's that? Where's that town?
Right outside of Fresno, Central Valley.
Right outside of Fresno?
Yeah.
The raisin capital of the world.
Absolutely.
So I've always wondered, where do raisins come from? Like raisin bushes? Are there... they grow on raisin trees? I've never quite figured it out.
No, the raisin fairy.
The raisin fairy. So basically the farm is just a landing strip for said fairy.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, welcome to our show, Nick. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Nick's topic?
The bread and water thing is not looking so bad now.
Prison officials are constantly trying to figure out how to make the penal experience more positive for prisoners to help them rehabilitate. Go straight. Well, this week we heard about an innovation in corrections that maybe needs to be thought out a little bit better. Each of our panelists are going to tell you about a bright idea in helping hardened prisoners soften a bit. Only one of them is being tried out in a facility right now. Pick that real answer. You will win our prize. Ready to play?
Yes.
First up, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
Ladies love outlaws, and outlaws need ladies. That was the conclusion of the St. Joe County, Indiana Jail Commission. Too many prisoners with good chances of reform are released from jail only to return to their old haunts and crummy girlfriends and end up in the same kind of trouble, said Commissioner Tristan Roberts. We thought if we could introduce them to some nice local girls, it could make the odds better we won't see them back here. So a Match.com-style website was launched, hooking up nonviolent county prisoners with interested women. The men were given some basic etiquette training, mostly about spitting and foul language and inappropriate touching. The inquiring women are screened for church affiliation, community service, and STDs. Robert admits it might be a little tense the first time local Lucy takes the boy with the scorpion tattooed on his face home to meet the parents, but we have high hopes for these kids.
Behind every reformed prisoner is a nice woman, or so the theory goes at a prison in Indiana. Your next story of a poorly conceived plan to rehabilitate the prisoners comes from Kiri O'Connor.
At a faith-based private women's prison in Huntsville, Texas, there are two priorities for the prisoners, prayer and milk production. Breast milk, that is. In a unique voluntary program, the prison offers inmates a hormone cocktail that causes them to lactate, and then sells the abundant milky product. Lots of new mothers need help with breastfeeding, and we can fill a niche, said Warden Pat Harris. And the girls just love feeling useful. The frozen breast milk is sold in 4-ounce bottles as Ta-Ta for Now in 2 health food stores in Austin. Harris points out the inmates can't smoke or drink, so they're ideal subjects. Proceeds go back to the prison. And babies really don't know the difference, Harris said.
Women prisoners being made to feel productive. The last story of an attempt to help prisoners comes from Paul Provenza.
Exercise has always been important for the incarcerated, building bodies, minds, and giving constructive challenges. In Dorset, England's Portland Young Offenders Institute, athletic development officer Trudy Carter, she has brought in a mobile pole vaulting unit and has begun training inmates to hurl themselves up and over 13-foot high bars. Governor Steve Holland is hoping for a future Olympic champion to emerge from the prison's population. The governor insists the prisoners' new skills will not be used to escape because the jail's walls are 20 feet high and topped with razor wire. If anyone could pole vault over the walls, they wouldn't get far before being recognized from their picture on the Wheaties box, he said. Driver Mike Lee, whose transport firm works for the prison, said, what are they going to teach prisoners next? Rock climbing and ladder building?
All right. So here are your choices. From Tom Baudet, a dating program to help prisoners by fixing them up with the right kind of woman. From Kiri O'Connor, a program that allows female prisoners to become useful members of the society through lactation. And from Paul Provenza, a program in Britain that's teaching young offenders to pole vault. Because, you know, why not? Which of these is the real story of an innovative prison program that might need to be rethought?
Well, B is a doozy, but I'm going to have to go with A.
You're going to go with A, Tom's story of the
Match.com.
All right, well, that's your choice then. Tom's story. Well, to bring you the real story, we actually spoke to someone familiar with the details of the true story.
Probably no chance if the walls were 20 feet high that there would ever be a chance for anyone to go over the wall, just because it's a pretty fine line at the top there, and you'd probably get stuck on top of the wall.
That was Jeff Hartwig, the American record holder in the pole vault, discussing prisoners might want to think twice about using their training to try to vault over the prison wall. As you have figured out by now, Paul, in fact, had the true story about the prison in England that's really teaching their prisoners how to pole vault. I'm so sorry. You did not win our prize, but you did earn a point for Tom for
his
very realistic and I think even, you know, humanitarian idea. Dating service for inmates.
Copyright it.
So thank you for that.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, I tell you that the pole vaulting story, I was the sole pole vaulter on the Sturgis High School JV track team mm-hmm. in 1970. I never once successfully cleared a bar, not in practice, not in competition, that entire season. It is the hardest thing in the world to do.
Well, it depends on what you consider successful.
You competed, and you never...
I did. I was the only one who volunteered to do it, so I made the traveling team because, you know... So we'd go out of town, and I'd do my three, you know...
You'd knock the bar off three times.
I actually ended up under the matting one time. And I mean, try it. Sometime when you have some time, pick up an 18-foot-long pole.
Okay.
Run full speed for about 100 feet and try to stick it in a hole in the ground about the size of a loaf of bread, kicking your feet up simultaneously in the air. And see what happens. I mean...
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.